Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
A great time John Allen has had and a great day he had yesterday winning the two-year-old race and winning the Australian hurdle, both on horses prepared by Darren Weir, who saddled up Renew. Congratulations, Darren. Another feature jumps victory for Renew.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
Ran him in the Andrew Ramsden the week before at Flemington, and there was talk through the stable that you'd just monitor him during the week to just make sure he'd come through that run well enough to be able to head to the races yesterday. What are the signs that you looked for close to the race to make sure that you weren't going to scratch him and save him for another day?
The main thing is moving well, Warren. Obviously, we thought he'd run, whether he would be winning or not, but we thought he'd be running pretty well. And then Andrew Ramsden, and look, He ran terrible, to be, as everyone's seen. And then I was a little bit concerned, sort of backing up a week later, and he was a little bit jarry for the first couple of days during the week, but as the week progressed, he got better every day. And then yesterday morning, Johnny jumped on him and popped him over a few jumps, and he looked to be moving great, and he jumped great. So in the end, it was the right decision to run him.
You use schooling and either hurdle schools or just jumping over fences as part of a bit of track work to sharpen horses up. But he seems to have adapted so well to the race conditions of it. What were the signs that you saw, first of all, when you started to use it as part of his training regime?
Oh, well, it needed to try and get him interested in racing again, Warren, to be honest. And it's a good way of doing that. He's a horse that sort of, looks for the next jump and is happy to gallop at a strong gallop in between the jumps. So it just keeps him interested, and I guess he'd be one if there wasn't jumps racing. He'd be certainly out of the racing scene and probably doing something else. So it's been great for him, and it's great for a lot of horses. We jump heaps of horses. We jump all the time. We've got a set up at home that you can jump horses every day, and they just seem to enjoy it, and it's something different for them.
Darren, we were just talking earlier about the elite jumpers. There's not many options for them, so they all sort of head the same way. Will ultimately his main danger Renew through this jump season come from within the stable with Try 4, who looked terrific yesterday getting to the line?
Yeah, he's going really well, Dean, but we're keen to switch him to steeplechasing, so he'll probably, he may head to probably the Bendigo, maybe the Moss Trooper, I think.
Yep.
Or something like that, and Johnny's always said all along that he jumps a bit high, so he reckons he'll make a good super chaser. So that's the plan for him. And yeah, we were really, really happy with the way he ran yesterday, and we'll probably find a steeple school for him somewhere, and maybe a hurdle race, and then off to steeple chasing.
Darren, obviously more success for you yesterday, and there was not any more impressive winner than Plenciel, who returned to the winner's list. It must have been pleasing to see him get back there, and what's in store for him, because he obviously looks a very nice progressive horse.
Yeah, not sure where we're going to go with him yet, but yesterday was good. I thought he might have been still one run away, but he paraded a lot better yesterday than what he did at Warrnambool, but still looks, I guess, a little showy in the yard, but I could see the improvement. But I know there's still quite a bit more improvement to come, which is good going forward. But probably the main thing out of yesterday, his manners were better. Like he was bordering uncontrollable at Warrnambool there. So it's good to see him sort of improve that way. And I guess we'll have to have a bit of a look at the calendar to see what we can sort of map out for him, because hopefully at some stage in the near future, we'll get him in a good race and see where he really fits in.
He's a pretty high-energy horse, and you said he was uncontrollable at Warrnambool, and he was still sort of, high-energy yesterday and didn't settle ideally in the run. Are they types of things, or what can you do to try and make him harness his energy that little bit more as time goes on?
Well, I guess just keep working at it, Warren, and as hoping that the racing improves him. But yesterday, I reckon he was a little... I don't reckon he was that comfortable racing in between two horses. Maybe if that horse wasn't on the outside of him, he mightn't have over-raced so much, but I'm only thinking that. But I guess going forward, to be able to win a good race, he needs to parade better in the mountain yard and obviously race better. So they're two things we've got to concentrate on. But I think they're two things that we can control down the track for sure.
He's doing some exciting things on the way through while he's still improving and adapting to your training regime. What do you think might be the ideal type of race for him? What do you think he might stretch out to from a distance point of view?
Well, I think he'll run 10 furlongs. So obviously pretty keen to get out and give him a run over 10 furlongs if we could this prep, and then you know, maybe just freshen up and hopefully can measure up in the spring. So I'm not sure what sort of race, but I'm just looking at the progression of the horse and his pedigree and that sort of thing. You would think he's going to get better as he gets over a trip, and I'm sure there's a good race in him somewhere.
Cliff's Edge was your other winner at Sandown yesterday, a two-year-old having only his second start. Seemed to do everything right. How did you assess his performance?
He's really professional, Warren. He does everything right. He's got a great attitude. He's been the same from day one at home. Nothing phases him. Got the perfect racing style up on the speed for a two-year-old. And he made the important part from yesterday was the progression that he took at home from his first run to his second run. He galloped terrific on Tuesday morning, and he really only had to bring that work to the races yesterday to be running like he did, I guess. And it was good to get our another two-year-old winner.
With that win on the board, $100,000 race, at this stage of the season, sort of a bit of a almost fork in the road, either push on or maybe raise the bar in terms of the future. What are your initial thoughts with Cliff's Edge?
Yeah, I'm not sure what to do there. I haven't had a look at the calendar yet to see what's coming on, but obviously there's the Alstrom Classic coming up at Swanhill, which is a really good prize money race. So it might be something that we might be able to head to, but that is 1300, so that maybe that might be a concern. I'm not sure, but anyway, he seems to have pulled up well, and pretty hard to put him in the paddock when they pull up like he did and the way he went, I guess.
Blackheart Bart went around on the Eagle Farm circuit yesterday in the Group 1 Kingsford Smith Cup. How did you mark his run?
Oh, look, I reckon he ran really brave. He's such a good horse. He got a long way back, and the conditions would be very testing for him because he just doesn't like that sort of ground. And he just ran his normal, honest, brave race. And look, I was really happy with him. He got beaten a margin, but I think there was lots of horses got beaten margins on that day. But the important thing with him too, he's coming out of it really well, and he's off to Washpool this morning to have 3 weeks off, and then back into it again for the spring.
How did you assess the performance of Neverland? Wasn't beaten that far in the Premier's Cup.
She's getting there slowly, Warren. It's taken a while to get there. Like she ran well. She ran well her last start at Donny Caulfield as well. I think the step up to 2400 and maybe change things up a little bit in the next fortnight. You could try and put a bit of speed into her legs, and I think there's a win around the corner shortly, hopefully.
You had Peter Ellis up in Queensland yesterday. What can you tell us about how he assessed the Eagle Farm track?
Oh, he always finds the positives in everything, Peter. So, I don't know. He just stated what everyone else knew, really. But it's unfortunate for the club, but hopefully they can do something about it in the future.
The day ended with an unfortunate mishap where two chestnut mares ended up with the wrong saddle on them. Is that basically just a fair bump play on and cop it on the chin type of scenario? How do you treat something like that?
Yeah, well, I'd actually gone by then, so I can't get the blame for that. So that's good. I've got to pay the fine, mate. Nah, it's just one of those things that happen. I mean, we saddle up large numbers of the horses. The staff work really hard. We had runners in the races before and then three after it. It was just one of those things. The horses actually look alike. No one's fault. Just they're only human. They make mistakes.
You mentioned Neverland slowly coming right, likely to head on, I would think, perhaps towards a Brisbane Cup. What else have you got to fire in terms of what's left for the feature racing in Brisbane?
Well, we've got Ken Ender, obviously, in the Oaks, and we'll probably take Parthesia up. I'm not sure she's good enough, but that testing ground would be in her favour. That would be so. And then, obviously, the horse...
Volatile Mix.
He ran yesterday, so he's pulled up really well. Jared said this morning, went on the water walker and ate up last night, which is important. He's a nice staying horse going forward. So they're probably the two best ones.
remiss of me to ask you, but it's probably an obvious answer because he was an eye-catching run. How did you assess Volatile Mix's run yesterday?
Yeah, I think if he just had handled that last corner a bit better, he probably wins the race. But it was, you know, he's going forward for the Derby in a fortnight. It was a terrific run, and he's just one of those nice improving horses that I guess there was a question mark whether the South Australian Derby form was good enough, but the way he ran yesterday, it certainly is.
Soft seven, and there's a few scratchings out of the Echuca Cup today, but there still looks to be reasonable tempo. How do you line up Heartstarter in that race?
Yeah, the tempo is the key to him, Warren. He needs good tempo because he over-races a little bit. His first start was a terrific run, done a lot wrong. And his second start in Adelaide, he raced up with it, never got a crack at him. So hopefully today, from the good draw and the right distance, he gets his chance to see whether he's good enough to win a race like this.
Congratulations on joining us on the back of another successful day at the races yesterday, Darren.
All right, guys, thanks.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.